You know, I'm feeling all right. I've certainly made improvement throughout the week. You know, Mike and Greek came up with a plan early in the week to give me off till Friday, and then I'm going to get it tested tomorrow. But it has improved, and looking forward till tomorrow to try to go out there and impress him.
Do you know right now, I mean, you got a feel of whether you're going to be able to play or not? Or...
You know, I'm always optimistic and feel like I've always been a fast healer when I have been nicked, and so I feel fairly good about it, but you don't know. And you know, one thing you know is you better be right against these guys, because it's not a game where it's going to be, you know, a slugfest in the, you know, in the box and whatnot. You're going to be chasing people, and so, you know, we're going to make sure that it's right if I'm going to go out there on Sunday.
I want you to balance out that this is only the fourth game of the season, because, I mean, yeah. If you do something this game, yeah. I mean, then you're hampered for 10 more
yeah.
games.
Yeah, well, I think that's hard. And that's where you need the professionals, Greek and Mike, to kind of help you with those decisions, because my instinct's always going to be to play, and they're aware of that. They've already let me know early in the week that as much as I'll have some input, it will be limited. They're going to watch and see and get their feedback as to where they feel like I'm at.
So it must have been pretty serious for you not to go back into the game.
Yeah, it was, you know, it just, it grabbed, and it was to the point where it felt like it was going to really, really pull if I kept going. So hard to do, but at some point you got to just say, all right, it's not my day.
How'd you know how you did it?
I actually tweaked it back in the Raiders game and, you know, practiced the whole next week, then it grabbed on me.
John, do you think, I mean, with your guys' history against Indianapolis, you guys are better off this year, better equipped to kind of go in there against the Colts?
I believe so. I mean, we've said it for years, and it hasn't necessarily translated to great success, but in a lot of ways we're built to try to counteract this potent offense. And I think I'm as excited as the matchup up front as I've ever been, you know, in terms of being able to create pressure and you know, that's exciting to me. I think obviously the addition of Dre and having, you know, two, you know, in my mind, the best set of corners in the league and secondary that's playing the pass extremely well all year, I think it's great. But, you know, the thing with them, they give you so many, you know, they got Joseph Addai, they run the ball effectively, they're more patient than they've been, and so it's always a challenge.
What about having a new scheme? Does that help having Jim Bates' new
idea? That's the other thing, yeah. Yeah, I mean, Jim's, and you look at his track record, he's been extremely successful against them. So I think so. I think he knows how to play and was in their division for years and, you know, played them often. So.
Is there any new way to game plan for Peyton Manning?
You know, I think everything's been thrown at them. In my mind, I mean, I think one of the great things, you'll watch on film, people have success early, but they adjust better than anybody in the league. He does, their offense does. And so even if you're having success early, you better, you know, this is a 60-minute game, and you've got to be ready to play, because, you know, if you have success early, they're going to find a way to try to counteract that, and you've got to be on the page with them to continue to adjust yourself.
Hey, John, speaking of adjustments, given the guys you have at corner, do you expect to see a lot of action down the middle with tight ends and
Well,
players?
You know, I think if you just watch the film, Dallas Clark, he's always been a big part of their offense, but he's becoming even more and more involved. I mean, he's a big tight end with tight end's body, receiver speed. Anthony Gonzalez looks like a clone of Brandon Stokely out there. And so I think they feel good about that. And you know, we're ready for whatever they bring at us.
And I wasn't here at the beginning when this started. How are you feeling? Are you going to play?
Yeah, you know, I'm hopeful that I will. Early in the week, Greek and Mike came up with the plan of giving it a shot on Friday, and that's what we're going to do. We're going to go tomorrow. I feel like I've improved all week, and we'll see come tomorrow.
What's the gauge going to be for you? I mean, whether you can be 100%, whether you can run. I mean, what is going to be the
I don't know. I think I've got to be able to go out there tomorrow and just, again, as I mentioned, this is a game. I don't know if anyone's 100%, but you better be close against these guys, because it will be tested. So I'm going to have to go out there and test it fairly good and make sure that it feels all right, and then they're going to have to assess how I look.
Is it tough to go to play a game after missing two practices, or not really?
No. I've played for 15 years. You know, practice is always big, but you know, if you don't practice, I spend extra time preparing mentally, and so I've done it many times in my career and had some of my best games doing it.